Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 1, we finished verses 1 through 7. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with verses 8 through 17 today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
For the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready in 1 Timothy as we go to chapter 1 and verses 18 through 20 to finish out the chapter and begin on then with chapter 2. And so I hope you have a good King James Bible and you've got pencil and paper and you're following along and taking notes. If you should miss a broadcast, it is posted on our website, which our announcer, Brother Jerry Banks, gives you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. And so if you should miss a broadcast, you can go to the website and listen to it. And just click right on it and listen. If you don't have access to a computer, I'm sure you have friends who do. And access their computer and ask them if you can listen to that. They may even download it. It might even be good to listen to it with them. And it might be a blessing to them as well as to you. And that way, you can be one of our advertisers for Lamp and Light broadcast. We don't use advertisers, and so we have to just depend on word of mouth of our listeners telling others. And I hope that you'll be one of those that tell others about the Lamp and Light broadcast. It is a daily study, Monday through Friday, for 15 minutes, going verse by verse through a book of the Bible. Now, also, let me say this. Some of our listeners are shut-ins who listen to us on radio, but also have access to a computer. Others of you live in different time zones. You even live in a different country. And therefore, you would not be on the same time as we are. Now, our time of where we are here in beautiful Ocala, Florida, is Eastern Standard Time. So if you are listening, you look up the Eastern Time Zone. Our church services, Sunday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Eastern, and then on Wednesday night at 7:30 Eastern. These services are broadcast live through streaming audio and video, so you can look, you can find out what I look like. That may not be a good thing, okay? But you can see our church, our services, you get the music, as well as the teaching and preaching that goes on in our church service. Now, again, that is only if it's not during the time in which your church would meet. We do not take the place of your local church. We encourage you to be faithful to the local church in your community, because that's how you're going to bring others to Christ and bring them into God's house and get them growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is that pastor that's going to do your weddings and do your funerals. It's that pastor that's going to knock on the door. It's that pastor that's going to visit you in the hospital. And that's the pastor who knows you by name and will be there for you. So You don't listen to us and miss a church service in your own church, okay? And let me reiterate that. I'm very strong about it. I would not want my people missing church to hear somebody on the internet or on television or in any other way. And so I ask the same of you. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we're in 1 Timothy chapter 1. And we're going to be looking at verses 18 through 20. It says, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Now, many of those that are in my age group remember the military draft. When you received the papers from the armed forces that started out with greetings, you knew you were going for a physical. If you passed, they kept you. It was 1969. I was to get married in June, on June 21st of 1969, which I did get married on that date. But in the 1st of May, I received my greetings letter, okay? And I was to report to Jacksonville for a physical. And again, if I passed, they would have kept me, and I would have been in boot camp instead of in a church at a wedding on June the 21st. But I was living in Ocala at the time, and we loaded 3 Greyhound buses completely full to go to Jacksonville. Coming back from Jacksonville, only one bus came back, and it was only half full. That was during the Vietnam era, when it seemed like they were drafting you if you could breathe. But I flunked the physical, and it was my back that kept me out. Now, somebody said, how'd your back keep you out? And I said, well, it's yellow. But really, the truth is, I have a misshaped backbone. And it's interesting. I've never had a problem with that in my entire life, except to pull a muscle in my back every once in a while. But as far as a problem, I've not had it. And yet, it kept me out of the military. Now, I come back, and 1 month later, I was married. Now, someone told me, well, you didn't go to boot camp. You actually went to war without boot camp. Well, I kind of doubt that, but I know I did surrender early. All right. And I did learn to say, yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, we have fun with those things. But now, just going on to use that as an illustration, if you're saved, you have a draft in which there are no deferments. You're called to serve in a particular area if you're saved. Now, in our text, we see the draft of Timothy to the ministry. God places him there. Now, Timothy is receiving orders from one of God's messengers. Now, let's look again in verse 18, and we see the battle orders. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Now, by the way, I see this as for a pastor. But understand, God has also made each dad to be the pastor of his home. And that is his new birth right. And by the way, if it's a single home, you're a mother, then you need to take that spiritual leadership. Now, the charge is given. This charge I commit unto thee. The word charge has the sense of the strength of a military order or a command. Now, sometimes you might tell a teenager, you might tell a young adult, now look, do this and make sure you get it done. And they may think about it, okay? You can stay on their case, and they may think about it in many situations that I've noticed. Now, a lot of times that's a result of bad parenting, of not punishing that when they have that attitude. But nonetheless, the word charge has the idea of I charge you. This is a military order, a command from God. Now, look at chapter 2, verse 1 for just a moment. I exhort, therefore. Wow. The charge is not only what is written in verses 18 through 20. It is what is in the rest of the first book of Timothy. As a result of this, therefore, you might say that this is a key verse right now that we're looking at in Timothy. The remainder of the book is providing detailed instructions to Timothy for pastoral ministry. Now, this charge is called this charge, okay? It is a major order of command. It's of such significance that it is committed to only certain men to see that it's carried out. And in this case, it's to pastors. Now, since I never served in the military, I believe some of you men who have served could tell me stories of what happened to those who do not carry out an order in leading other men. Well, that's the impact of this charge I commit to thee. It's given to a leader by one of his superiors. Now, the calls are limited. That is, they're a limited number. That is, it's to pastors. But the responsibility is great. In James chapter 3, verse 1, it states that we who would be pastors have the greater condemnation, the idea of more of an expectation as we approach the judgment seat of Christ. Many churches are trying to make the Christian life the opposite of God's design. Well, my friend, the Christian life is not a playground. It's a battleground. It is for engaging the enemy in war, which the gates of hell cannot prevail. It's not an entertainment in which our carnal natures must be made to feel good. Our old Adam is not renewed when we get saved. Our old Adam is not cleansed when we get saved. Instead, we're given a new nature. Timothy was drafted according to the prophecies which went before on thee, as it says here. In other words, Paul the apostle was given a word from God, you might say from command center, to commit this ministry to Timothy as a pastor. And that call to the pastor of the church is just as strong today. Today we don't have apostles. The Holy Spirit in your heart calls as you seek His face. But the call that God has on anyone's life is as significant and accountable as this call that is given to Timothy in our text. Now he says that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Now these orders came from the Word of God. We need to understand that. But the use of the word prophecies being plural show not only through the apostle, but through preaching. The preaching of the word was such that through it, the Lord was working in Timothy's heart to call him to the pastoral ministry. Now, you may have something you missed.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.